straight to your radio.
Time now for our Nashville Music Minute with the latest in Nashville news. Let's send it over to Nashville, Don.
Hey, thanks for sending it over.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
But you are over the table, you know.
People can't see that, Dave.
Yeah, but I can.
But you're letting him into a little bit of our setup here. Luke Holmes, we've heard this a few times from Luke, but he said he'd probably be working a low-level job if he didn't become a singer. I always kind of wonder, he definitely was not going to graduate from school, He thought he would maybe just learn a trade, but I think he was alluding to the college, not high school, I think.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Yes, and whether music came along or not. So anyway, I don't know if he just, does he have some self-doubt that he, you know, never, maybe he's not taking it for granted, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. So.
Although that does kind of, that song, I'd still be doing this if I weren't doing this. There'd still probably be a little bit of music in there.
Oh, I'm sure. Luke Bryan says that he stopped keeping diaries of his time on the road. He says he used to love to write notes and stories about things that happened on the road. Doesn't do that anymore. They're quite incriminating, actually. I just keep all the dirt road diaries in my head.
quite the thing to admit there, Luke.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's not been in quite as much trouble as someone else I know.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Rogan Rollin.
Oh, I was going to say Joseph Stalin, but that works too.
Whoa. Wow. Wow.
My bad.
Dave, now we know that how you spend your weekends.
Yeah. Reading that manifesto.
Kane Brown says that one of his big dreams is to write his own movie. Says he loves acting, loves movies. I once ran into a guy when I went up in Estherville, Iowa. He's like, yeah, I thought it'd always be cool to own a radio station. I'm like, you have no clue what you're getting yourself into.
No. I do think it'd be cool, but I'm fine right where I'm at, you know?
Yeah. And also, I think that Kane Brown is only worthy of, like, maybe a Hallmark movie.
Well, hey, if that's the case, I'm sure my parents would love him.
Those scripts are pretty elementary.
They are.
From what I understand. Nashville Cat told me about a lot of them back in the day.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well,
I think that's more of Kane Brown's level.
Probably.
Like, we're going to see anything too overly complicated.
No, I wouldn't suspect that he'd be in the next Titanic or anything.
No, probably not.
That is our Nashville Music Minute here on the Morning Kickstart.